This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. The Trump administration acknowledged Sunday several U.S. institutions were hacked on behalf of a foreign government. Experts believe Russia is likely behind the attack on the U.S. Treasury and Commerce Departments. U.S. media is calling one of the most sophisticated attacks on U.S. government systems in years. Both the FBI and the cybersecurity arm of the Department of Homeland Security are investigating the breach. Hospitals around the country are getting ready to distribute the first COVID-19 vaccine in the U.S. as it nears 300,000 deaths, according to the latest figures from Johns Hopkins University, AP correspondent Julie Walker.
Inside Pfizer's Michigan facility, workers cheered the first vaccine shipments. This week, almost 3 million doses are being sent to all 50 states. Healthcare workers and nursing home residents will start to get the first shots as early as today. It's the biggest vaccination effort in U.S. history. However, the general public is not expected to be able to receive vaccinations until the spring, after more supplies from other drug makers are approved and available. I'm Julie Walker.
AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has more on the first vaccine as the shipments left Michigan yesterday.
They're tracked with GPS-enabled sensors and packed in freezer boxes with dry ice, since the vaccine needs to be kept at about 94 degrees below zero. The first doses are arriving at 145 distribution centers today. Another 425 sites will get shipments tomorrow and 66 more Wednesday, for a total of about 3 million doses.
That was Sagar Magani from AP. Germany expects to receive 11 million doses of BioNTech's COVID-19 vaccine by March, the health ministry announced Monday. This is VOA News.